Okay, today's shiur is Vachim Daf Mem Gimel. Today's shiur is sponsored L'zecher Nishmas Chana Bas Eliyahu, whose yard site is today, by her son, Mr. Charles Mizels. Again, L'zecher Nishmas Chana Bas Eliyahu, whose yard site is today, sponsored by her son, Mr. Charles Mizels. We thank you very much for the sponsorship. Okay, Mem Beis Amid Beis. We are at the Mishnah as we continue. I think I mentioned at the beginning of the Masechta that probably the topic that gets the most press and the most daf time out of any topic is Pigel. So as we continue, we already, there wasn't a moment that was like, okay, now we're starting Pigel. It kind of just came in, but we are still in the Pigel discussions. Okay, Pigel touches on a lot of different topics as well. So says the Mishnah, the Elu Dvarim Shein Chayavan Aleim Mishim Pigel, the Ein Chayavan Aleim. These are the items that one is not Chayav Mishim Pigel, meaning even if the carbon involved, if there is a carbon that's connected to them, is Pigel, but these items, if one eats, one is not Chayav Kares, if one eats them, because we will see the reason in a minute. So, Hakomets. The komets, if the actual flour that the kohen takes off from a korban mincha in order to burn it on the mizbeach, that komets is not subject to the laws of pigel. Even if the shirayim that it is being matir become pigel, let's say I do the kemitza to eat the shirayim la'acharzman, which is a case of pigel, and it becomes pigel and everything else is perfect, so then the Mishnah says that there is no chiyuv, there is no isser of pigel. Why is it not going to be pigel? Because the Mishnah is going to say a little bit later that pigel is only shayach by something that has others matir it. Like basar. Basar is matired by the dam that is sprinkled. Once the dam is sprinkled, then I can eat the basar. Once the dam is sprinkled, then I can burn the emurin on the mizbeach. So emurin is subject to pigel. Or basar is subject to pigel. Anything that something else matirs it, then that item is subject to pigel. But the matir itself is not subject to pigel. That's the din of the Mishnah. Matirim are not subject to pigel. What the svar for that is, not for now, but anyway, now we're just describing the halacha. And that is, when something else is matir it, you could skip a couple, go 5 lines down in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Gimel. Let's get to the rule for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth line. V'kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach. See that? Anything that has matirin, an adam or mizbeach, mem gimel mar aleph, chayev nalei mishim pigel, that's pigel. But all these items that are going to be listed in the Mishnah are not chayev mishim pigel, for it, they do not fit into the category. So the first one on the list, as we said here, is komets. Komets is a matir. Things don't matir it. It is a matir. It is matir the shirayim to be eaten by the kohanim, and therefore komets is not going to be subject to pigel. There's a machlokas here between the Rambam. This seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Mishnah L'malach thinks is a machlokas. What if I had pigel thoughts? Does it at least become pusel? The komets? Is there anything wrong with it? I had these pigel thoughts, but it doesn't have matirin. So let's look in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Psulei Hamukdashin, in Perek Yudches Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says mefurish. Ein chayavin kares ela alachilas dvarim shehutru bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach. A person is only chayav kares on something that has a matir. Avalim achal min ha-matir atzmo eino chayav kares ela loke. You still get malchus. If I eat this komet, I'm still going to get. It's out of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just says it's not pickle. The Rambam comes along and says you're still going to get malchus. Ke'ochel psule ha-mukdashin she'im b'hem pickle. Like you need any psul mukdash. Ketzad, and he gives our example. Minchashin is pagla. If a whole kare mincha becomes pickle. V'ha'ochel kizayis b'shiyareha. If you eat from the shirayim, chayev kares. Avalamachal min ha-komet shela. O min ha-lavona. Eino chayev kares. L'fi shehen heina matirin as a shirayim la'adam. B'chulus. That is the rule of, that is the Rambam. But if you look at Tosfos, where's the Tosfos? Tosfos is earlier in the Masechta on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Tosfos there says, it's in the medium lines, if you're looking in the Tosfos, about 10 lines down the medium lines. V'yodi yishlomar, denosar, huta mechlala, b'minachas korin, b'minachas mashiach, v'chulu, v'chos davar she'en lo matirin, ein chayavar le mishim pigo, v'yafilu psula, nami nira deleka. Tosfos says that Beferish on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Says the Mishnah Melech, we have a bona fide machlokas here. Machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos, whether there's anything wrong with these items. So, that's on the surface, says the Mishnah Melech. Says the Karen Ora, I don't think there's any machlokas. I want to make Shalom Ba'olam, says the Karen Ora. So what's the machlokas? There are two types of items in our Mishnah that are not pigel. two types of items. One of them, one type, is a group of items that are matir other things. That's one group, and therefore those are not pigel. Other items, says the, I'll read it to you, his categorization. First category are those that matir others, like arkes, komets, lavona. We're going to have the frankincense. You have to be makter the lavona before you makter the komets. The dam. If I eat dam, besides the isser of eating dam, I'm not going to get the isser of pigel. Why? Because dam is a matir. It's not matir others. So that's one type of matir. But then there are others that have nothing to do with matirim. They're just different, like the ktores we're going to have in the Mishnah. Ktores. Ktores is a separate avoda. What do you do with the ktores? Right? There's nothing to talk about in terms of matirim or not. Or the mincha of the kohen. A mincha's kohen, if a kohen brings a korban mincha, it's all burned on the mizbeach. Nothing's eaten, nothing's matired. So, says the Karen Ora, if you're medayik in the Rambam and Tosfos, they're talking about the two different categories of the ones that are excluded from pigel in our Mishnah. The Rambam is talking about the first category. The Rambam says, what's the example the Rambam gives? Komets, Lavona, any of those categories, those are not pigel, but those are psulei hamukdashin if I eat them. Right? I do accomplish something, because they're in the parsha at least of matirin. They're not, they don't have others matir them, so it's not going to be pigel, but they're in the parsha. That's what the Rambam's talking about. But if you look at Tosfos is talking about ketores, minchas kohanim, so those are kasha lagamri, and even the Rambam would agree to that. Afilu chishe bahem, kivan de lesbehu lav, vikaris, de pigol, mibnei mayi paslu. Why is it going to be pasul? He says, I saw the Mishnah al-Melech, the Mitzvah machloket, through the Rambam and Tosfos, v'lo evanti, devadai, b'matir atzmo lokem, mishab soleim akdashin, b'im b'chus l'banam, b'chus l'bakomo. De kiva de minchas asman is paglam, and meila nifsal akomets. If the mincha becomes pigol, so that everything shy up to it becomes possible at least. Aval b'minchas nesachim, the ein lo matir in klal, gam laha rambam, leka psul, v'dvarav sarachiyin. Why do you have to come up with a machlokas when we can make shalom ba'olam? That's the Karanoras. We have, again, we have the machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. The Mishnah Melech thinks it's a machlokas, but the Karanora does not. Another important point, this first word in the Mishnah, because it brings up a lot of discussion. Komets. Ask Tosfos, what's the hechitimsi? The Mishnah has to come along and tell me, oh, if I eat the komets, I'm not going to be chai mishum pigel. When did you eat the komets? Did you eat the komets before you burned it on the mizbeach? So then you didn't finish the avoda. So of course there's no pigel. You aren't yakrif amatr kemitzvaso. And if you already burned it, then you already burned it. It's not there. So what's the hechi timsi that the Mishnah has to come along and say, oh, if you eat the komets, you're not chai mishum pigel. You never have a case that you should be chai for pigel, and you're not. Tosis Kasha, beginning of Tosis Yiras La Komet. So first he quotes Rashi. Rashi does not say it here. Rashi Imasechas Menachas. Rashi says maybe the case is where it got mostly burned already on the Mizbeach. Got mostly burned. So regarding considering, is the Avoda done? Yeah, the Avoda is done. The Avoda is done. It's considered Yakrav Amatra Kimitzvaso. But it's still edible. So maybe that's the case. Rashi says that, see the fifth line in Rashi, the fifth line of Tosfos, the T-rates, Kigosha, Hutsasa Ha'or Barubo, the Chashiv Keman, the Karavamatir. The Karavamatir, that's what it, Rashi explains. Tosfos, based on the Gemara later on, does not like this pshat, and therefore he says maybe half of it was brought on the Mizbeach, and half of it is still on the bottom of the Mizbeach. It wasn't brought up yet, but the Rishonim are bothered exactly how this is, what exactly is the Hechi Tipsi. Rabbeinu Tam as well, Rabbeinu Tam on the second to last line discusses, so the second to last line, Taima Dekomis La Mishum Dehumatir. Rabbeinu Tam says you have to reread the Mishnah. The reason that a Kometz is excluded is not because it doesn't have a Matir, like the other items of the Mishnah. But you know the reason is? Because there's no Hechi Tipsi that you're going to be Chayiv. This is exactly what the Mishnah is saying here. There's no case that you're going to be chayav mishum komets. El mishum delo shayach be'arso. Why? Diachlo velo he'elahu. If you ate it, then didn't bring it up, so you aren't yakrif amatir kemitzvaso. If you brought it up, and the second that it starts burning, there's no more pigel. So you know what Rabbeinu Tam says to our question? In hachinami. That is exactly the reason why there is no pigel in our Mishnah. Okay? So that is all related to the first item on our list. Okay, so that's the first item, Mishum Pigel. So it's a major, think about it, if we take a step back, it's a major machlokas. What is the reason that kometz does not have pickle? Is it because the same reason for the rest of the Mishnah? Like Rashi, Rabbi Tosas try to say, Rabbi Tam says, no, kometz is different. Kometz has a different reason. It's because there's no hechi timsi for you to be chai of mishum pickle. Next, the haktores. Ktores is on the list. Right, if the ktores is not, you're not chai mishum pickle. If I eat ktores, if I put some of those spices onto my food and I eat it, so I'm not going to be chayiv. Why? Because ktores is doesn't have anything matirit, and it's not a matir. So it's interesting. According to the Karen Oris, two types of exclusions in our Mishnah, they're all intertwined though here. It doesn't have all of one and all of the other. Because let's look at number three, lavona. Lavona is the frankincense that's brought with a carbon mincha. That is a matir. Where you have to bring the Lavona to be mocked to the Lavona in order then to be mocked here the Kometz. Right? So therefore it is a Matir. So according to the Karen Oris Chilik, number one and number three in the Mishnah are the same type, and number two and number four are the same type. So it's a little Tzarech Ian, if it's really two categories, why the Mishnah goes back and forth. If you look again in Tosfos, where's this Tosfos? So this is already considered that we're on today's daf, because Tosfos is on today's daf. Vahalavona. You look at Tosfos Vahalavona. Ask Tosfos. V'im Tomar. Vahari Lavona Hakometz Matira. What do you mean? I'm sorry. I said it the opposite way before. Lavona does not that the Lavona is mat to the kometz. The kometz is mat to the Lavona. I mean, you have to burn both of them. I have to burn a kometz, a little bit of the flour, and I have to take the Lavona, the frankincense that's brought with the mincha, and burn it also. Says Tosfos, why isn't Lavona subject to pigol? Vahari Lavona ha kometz matira. The kometz is matir me to burn the Lavona, and then together that will make the shiraya mutter. The alpha pisha yachol atir kodem. Even though meikar adin, if you brought the Lavona first, it's okay, bidieved, but still, ideally, it's not. Says Tosas, v'yesh lomar to be komakom lohavi Lavona dumya de shlamim. It's still not exactly similar to Shlomim. Why? The Lavona hi gufa matir, shamatera shirayim la'achila. The ikra pigol yafida mi Shlomim. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, even though the Lavona has a matir, but it itself is also a matir. And therefore, what's the rule of the Mishnah? You have to have something that's purely nitar, and not a matir, or else it's not dumi de shlamim. Because shlamim, the basar of the shlamim, the emurim of the shlamim, is purely nitar. It's not a matir. So even though Tosfos says, it's yisod gadol, even though lavona is nitar, so it fulfills the requirement to pigle, it's got something extra. It's also matir something else. The lavona and the kometz together are matir the shirayim of the karban mincha, the leftovers for the kohanim to eat it, and therefore it's not subject to the laws of pigle. Interesting Tosfos. Okay, let's continue now. So these are the items that are not chai for pigle. Kometz, ketores, lavona, the frankincense. Next, uminchas kohanim. The minchas kohanim, which we mentioned already yesterday, if a kohen desires to bring a minchas nedava, you cannot bring a karban mincha b'shutfus. No such thing. But a minchas nedava, so that entire karban is burned. As the Sefer Chinuch said yesterday, because the kohen's got to feel a little pinch in the pocket. Got to feel that he's being moser or something to the base of Mikdash. If he's able to eat the shirayim, then what did he give? He gave a little kometz. So the halacha is, a minchas kohen is totally burned on the mizbeach. The Achronim also ask here, you know, at what moment during Minchas Kohanim are you going to think about pickle? Again, what's the Havamina? Just like the Rishonim asked earlier, Minchas Kohanim, you don't do kmitza. So you don't do anything, you just burn it. You know, by pickle, you usually need a step one and a step two. During step one, you think about what you're going to do with step two. But here, there's nothing, there's just one step. You just burn it on the Mizbeach. Minchas Kohanim, how is pickle Shayach? So maybe that's why Achronim pointed out Rashi adds in an extra word to the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't make a big deal of it. The godless of Rashi, what does Rashi say? Uminchas nidvas kohanim. What does Rashi add that word? Uminchas nidava. What about if a kohen is chayiv did an avera and he's poor, so he has to bring a minchas chote? So some Achronim, the Ola Shlomo, again, we were introduced to him yesterday. So the Ola Shlomo picks up on the diak in Rashi, and the Ola Shlomo says maybe because by a minchas chote of a kohen, there is a machlokas whether kmitza is done. Reb Shimon held that kmitza is done. What happens? You do kmitza and then you burn both on the mizbeach. So maybe Rashi is alluding to the fact that you're right. By Minchas Kohanim, it's not shayach for to have pigol. But Dafka Minchas Nidvas Kohanim, the Chiddush being by Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Chote of Kohanim, maybe pigol would be shayach. Because you do kmitza there, you just happen to burn the komet separately than the shirayim. You still burn everything, but there is a sheet that says that you need to do kmitza because that's part of the avoda of a mincha to bring kapara of a Minchas Chote. So therefore, there would be pigol there. The Ola Shlomo also just has another suggestion. He says maybe the Gemara is saying that even though normally when I first put the flour, let's say a makdish flour, and I put it into the kli, and then what do I do by regular bar mincha? I take a kmitza out with my fingers and I put it into another kli. That's called kiddush b'kli shares. Maybe, says the Ola Shlomo, though normally my first putting the flour into the kli is nothing because I could already foresee that I'm going to do kmitza and that's the ikar avoda, but maybe by a minchas kohen, just putting the flour into the kli originally has more significance now. Because you're not going to do any later avoda that's going to bring hakdasha, so therefore maybe the original putting the flour into the kli has more significance. That's his suggestion. And maybe that has a havamina that there would be pigol there. Kamash Malan, there is no pigol here. V'nir ali, de kiddush kli de mincha, havi ke kiddush kometz bekli. V'kihechi de kdushas kli de tu chashav l'chayiv mishum tumah, kazrika babasar, wadin de chashav l'fagel. That's his suggestion. Again, Reb Shlomo Lipschitz helps us out. A minchas chinuch. I didn't bring a minchas chinuch today. No, a minchas chinuch. That's the first mincha that is, I think that's also burned.
It's totally burned.
Also, any mincha brought by a kohen is burned. When he's machanech himself to do the avoda. Or, continuing now, minchas kohen mashiach. Right, the mincha, there's a special carbon that the kohen gadol brought every single day. Half in the morning and half at night. Right, Rashi quotes, chavite kohen gadol. It's the chavitin that also is burnt totally. So anything burnt totally is not matir anything, and nothing matirs it. So therefore, it is not subject to pickle. Ve'hadam, and the blood. Blood, if I eat blood, which is a separate issa daraisa, but that itself is a matir, doesn't have anything else matir it, so it's not going to be subject to pickle. Next, now we have a machlokas. Ve'hanisachim ha'boin machmas abifnei atzman. Divi Rebbe Meir. There was a halacha that I alluded to yesterday, that by every carbon shlamim and carbon ola, I have to bring along with it wine and flour. Right? Libations. Yayin is the nesachim and is part of the mizbeach, and flour, minchas nesachim. Right? So, minchas amineskehem, right? All the psukim in Parshas Pinchas. Minchas amineskehem, with all the carbonas. So that's usually by an ola or a shlamim. There are exceptions, but that's generally. The halacha is that those nesachim could be brought a week after the carbon. Does not have to be brought with the carbon. It can be brought a week after the carbon. It's still connected to that carbon. That's why you're bringing it. So that's the discussion in our Mishnah. Those nesachim, if you bring them, bifnei atzman, so do we say that if the carbon becomes pigol, that those things are not subject to pigol? Rabbi Meir says, only nesachim that are brought bifnei atzman are not subject to pigol. Divrei Rabbi Meir. But if they would be brought with their respective carbon, then they're connected to the carbon, and they would be, if I drink some of that wine, wow, chayv karis. V'chachamim omrim, af haboin ima behima. No, even the ones that are brought with the animal, from the fact that you're allowed to bring it separately, shows me that they're not really connected. And therefore, even if I happen to bring them together, I am not chayv mishum pigel. That is the chachamim shita. Similar, log shemen shel mitzora. The mitzora, besides the karbanis that he has to bring when he gets tar, he also has to bring a little oil. He has to bring a log of oil. What do they do with the oil? They sprinkle it towards the base of Mikdash, and then they sprinkle it on him. They sprinkle it on him. After they put the dam of his karban ashim on him, they pour some of the oil of the log on him as well. And the rest of the oil is eaten by the kohanim. Right, that's the halacha. But log shemen shel mitzora, is there pigol by the log shemen? Because it's shirayim, as we just said, are given to the kohanim. So kohanim could fry schnitzel in this oil. That's a question about that, because then the oil's not really being used. But they could put oil in a salad, in a dressing. right? They're going to eat it. So is there pigol when it gets what this lo shevet shal mitzorah? So again, Rabbi Shimon Omer ein chayav an alamishim pigol. Rabbi Shimon says that there is no pigol in that case. If you're a mafagel v'asham, then you're not nifgal in this log. Why? Rashi explains the apal pisha halog tali ba'asham. Even though you have to sprinkle pour the dam asham, and only then the log. Still, since you can bring the log a week later, just like we just said previously, so therefore it is not connected. And if you bring it, if you're mafagel on the carbon, you're not mafagel on the log. Rabbi Meir Omer, chayav ala mishum pigol. No, Rabbi Meir again says, no, you're archayav mishum pigol, shedam ha'asham matiro. Maybe if you bring it 10 days later, it is not pigol. But as Rabbi Meir said 2 lines ago, if you bring the log with it, so it is going to be nispagel, because it does have something that's matirit. Dam ha'asham matiro. Finishing the line, v'kol sheyesh lo matirin, as we said before, bein lo adam, bein lo mizbeach, chayav ala mishum pigol. And anything that has something else matirit, whether it's lo adam, like it's basar, or lo mizbeach, emurin, it is chayav mishum pigol. Sfasemis points out, what do you need both machloksim for? Isn't it the same exact machlokas about the nesachim and about the shemen? Right, I would think it's the same machlokas. Why can't the Gemara even just put it together or just say one and I would know the other? V'tamua, it's the same thing. So he says no. He says, v'nir l'chalik, degabi nesachim, by the case of the wine and the flour, since those could come mamish by themselves. I could be misnadev oy, wine. I could say, I want to bring wine to the Beis HaMikdash. I could be misnadev that. I could bring a carbon yayin, it's called. I could do that. So by yayin, really we could say that's a separate idea. Because you see, haraya, that you can bring wine by itself. And maybe that's the reason why the Chachamim say that if it comes, but even if it comes together, it's still considered by itself, and the wine is not mispagel. But the shemen shel metzora, de'eno bab klal bifnei atzmo. The log shemen never comes by itself. Because even the afagav the other misnadev shemen, if you want to be misnadev shemen to the base of Migdash, mikomakom ain't dino lahazos mimenu. It never follows this pattern. If I'm misnadev oil, so what do? It doesn't get sprinkled on the Mizbeach and then the Rishirayim are eaten. Rak kobs of Rishirayim ne'achalin. No, it's just eaten. Imkein, kiman to shemen kazel, leka bifnei atzmo, ma bakach to adam evi logo lachar shasar yom. You never have this separately. So maybe the other Rabbana would agree that it's connected to this asham. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even there, even by log shemen, it's still going to have the same achlokas. But that's the difference, because wine could come by itself, masha inkein, when it comes to oil. That's the Sfas Emes. Okay, we continue now. Second half of the Mishnah. Ha'ola, dama matiris b'sara l'mizbeach, an ola. Why is a carbon ola? Why is there pigol by a carbon ola? Because the zrikas hadam is matir the basar. I burn the ola only after the dam is sprinkled. The or l'kohanim. And the dam also matirs the or to the kohanim. And therefore, that has pigol. The or has pigol. Whatever, you can't eat skin. How do you eat skin? So the Rishash says, I don't know, it must be some type of edible skin, maybe on the tail, that's very soft skin. That's what it's shayach. But other than that, you know, unless the Mishnah's just throwing that in there, not that there's pickle by there, but it's just saying that, you know, the bus, so after this dam, then the buster goes to the Mizbech and the skin goes to the Kohanim. Either way. Olas ha'of. What about an olas ha'of? An olas ha'of is totally burned on the Mizbeach. Dama matir b'sar l'mizbeach. So the dam, the mitzvah hadam that you do, is matir the basar. Chatas ha'of, which is totally eaten by the Kohanim. Dama matir b'sar l'kohanim. Par minus rafim, misir minus rafim. What about the animals that are burned outside the Beis HaMikdash? Dama matir simur l'karev. Those, the zrikas hadam that you do inside the Beis HaMikdash, that's matir the emurin, to be burned inside, even though the basar is burned outside. Al shefach hadesh and yisarif. Rabbi Shimon Omer, we've had this Rabbi Shimon a number of times already. Kol she'eino mizbeach achitzon kishlamim, ein chayav an olam yishim pigol. Rabbi Shimon's shita is, there is no pigol by chatos pnimios. When you have zrikas that are done on the inner mizbeach ha'pnimi, like these last two, par manas rafim, seir manas rafim. So Rabbi Shimon says no pigol. Why? Because the makor of pigol is by shlamim, and if the makor is by shlamim, so it has to be dumyut to shlamim, and that's only if the zrikas are on the mizbeach hachitzon. Good. Says the Gemara. Omar Ula. Ula tells us as follows: Kometz pigol shehelu agavi mizbeach paka pigula mimenu. Big chiddush. What does Ula say? If I have a komets pigul, shehelu al gabi ha-mizbeach, right, that became pigul, that brought it up on the mizbeach, and it was pigul already, paka pigula mimenu. It's no longer pigul. The kedushas ha-mizbeach removes the status of pigul if something that was pigul went up on top of the mizbeach. This is a similar idea. It's based on the idea that we're going to have in the ninth parak. The ninth parak, as we know, mentioned before, it's all about mizbeach v'kadesh ha-saroylo. That's the beginning of the parak. Once something goes up on the mizbeach, it achieves kedusha. The mizbeach is literally collate it. It grabs it, and therefore, im alu lo yerdu. That's the halacha. So here too says Ula, that applies to pigul as well. If pigul, a piece of pigul, goes up on the mizbeach, then boom, pigul, the shame pigul is gone. At least for certain halachos, as we'll see. And Ula continues, im acherim maybe lede pigul, hu atzma lo kol shekein, if this kometz brings other things to pigul, surely it itself. What does that mean? It's like Mara says, my kamar. I don't understand that, says the Gemara. What is Ula trying to say? So Hachikamer, this is what he means. Im eino miskabel. If we say, what are we suggesting? That if you have a carbon that became pigle, right? The carbon became pigle, and you bring the kometh. Maybe this is a leaving, I was thinking now, maybe this is even a little raya to that idea that we started off with today. Does the kometz, if find the kometz, if you eat the kometz, not be chayv kares, but is it possible at all? The Gemara is assuming that there's some problem with the kometz, because the Gemara is saying that the kometz becomes nitar, the problem ceases once it goes up on the mizbeach. So we're talking about the kometz, right? Paka, kometz pigul. You have a piece of, you have the kometz that was pigul, that you brought it up on the mizbeach. Paka pigula mimenu. So the Sfarah being, says Ula, im einu miskabel, if you say that it's not miskabel, heich maybe achem l'dei pigul. How does it bring others to pigul? Remember what we said yesterday and what we've said. You have to go through the entire process perfectly in order for something to become pigul. So let's say I think pigul during the kmitza. Right? So I think I'm going to eat the shirayim lachar's manu. And then what do? So this kometh is already tainted. And when I finish the process, the whole kometh is going to be pigul. So I have to be matir this kometh in order for everything to become pigul. So how can I say this kometh is already nispagel? How can I say there's anything wrong with it? You have to say, the fact that this kometh is usually matir others, it has to be that the shame pigul leaves. So says the Gemara, Micah Mashmulan. What's the chiddush of that? If you're trying to tell me that there's no pigul by this kometz tanina, we just learned it. Elu dvarim she'in chayav and lemshe pigul. Right, the first line of the Mishnah says there's no pigul. Forget that the pigul is lost by when it goes up. There's no pigul. In chayav and lemshe pigul. Hakometz v'aktores v'alavono mechaskonim mechaskon mashiach v'nechazesach v'adam. I don't know why I quote all of them. Just go quote the first one. But, okay, it's good. That you owe me two lines. So, why is we already know that. Ula, you're telling me that the kometz that's pigle, that goes up in the mizbeach, is not pigle anymore? From the Mishnah says it's never pigle by a kometz. Ella, what must it be telling me? Dim alu lo yerdu. If you have a piece of kometz that its carbon became pigle, so then if it goes up on the mizbeach, it does not come down. As we just said. Tanina, so we said, no, we learned that also later on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Peidalin, right? I think the Perek starts the Daf earlier. The Perek there starts on Daf, Pigimel Meralov. Mizbeach Mekadosh Zeroilo. But the Mishnah, the second Mishnah there says, Tanina, halon, if something was left over, it's a day late, right? It's nosar. Vahayotse, or something went out of the azara. Vihatame, or a carbon that became tame. Vishen nishchat chutz lizmano, or something became pigle. Vichutzlim komo, or became pasul. Im alu lo yerdu. By all those items, they're pasul. But if you brought it up on top of the mizbeach for some reason, maybe, you know, it was a mistake. You thought you were bringing this, but there's a lot of meat in the base of Mikdash. So maybe the one Kohen made a mistake, he brought this up instead of that, and then Sprite Kazakh said, no! That was Yotzei! So once it's up, it doesn't come down, it's burnt in the Mizbeach. So you already know that. So again, what is the Chiddush of Ula? So the Ela, I'll try again. De'im Yerdu Yalu. Maybe the Chiddush is that even after it came down from the Mizbeach, it goes back up. And we spoke also if the what does going down mean? What if it's on the ramp? Is that called going down? Pashus not. Because the Mishnah there says that the kevish is also mekadesh. The kevish is like the mizbeach. So it must be yerdu here means off the ramp. What happens if it went down? Maybe that's the chiddush of ula. There's no more pigul on the airport, even if it went off the mizbech, it goes back up. Says the Gemara, that's not true. Hanami Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah later, not that way. Kishem shim olu lo yerdu, kachim yerdu lo yalu. The mizbeach is makadesh it only when it is on, and while it is still on the mizbeach. But once it goes down, it does not have its kedusha anymore. So what's the chiddush of ula? Either it's obvious or it's wrong. So what is ula teaching me? So lo tzricha shemashla bohen ha'or. Ula teaching me the chiddush of once the or. Once it started being burned, that's the chiddush. In that case, even if it goes off the mizbeach, it goes back up. The Mishnah later on is talking about if it went up on the mizbeach and then came back down without having any avodah done to it. But the chiddush of ula is if you have a piece of pigul and it goes up on the mizbeach, so and the mizbeach burns it, right? Mashla b'hena or, then even if it comes down, it goes back up. And the Gemara says, Hanami amar ula chadazimna. Ula gave that shir last year. What do you mean? Right, they didn't let anybody repeat things then either, right? Ula already gave that shir. To Omar Ula, Ula said, "Lo shanu elo shlomo shlomena or." When do we say that if it goes down, it does not go back up if the fire did not seize it yet? Avol shmashla bohena or. But once the fire went on it, yalu, then it does go back up. So what's Ula teaching me here? What's the chiddush? So the Gemara answered, "No, the chiddush is what he's the content. He's talking about the komets here." So what's the chiddush? Mahu de tema hani mili aver de mechubar. When did Ula say earlier that if something gets a little burned on top, if it goes back down, so then it still has ketusha? That's by a limb. If you have a limb of an animal, part of it's burned, so that's the serif there. It's one limb. Avo komets de mifris a malo kamash malon. But a komets flower, it's all it's disconnected, right? Flour, one piece of flour is not connected to the other piece of flour. It's all in a cleat together. But it's all different. Every grain of flour is separate. It's not like a limb, which is all physically connected. So there maybe I would have said that even if part of the komets is burned up on the mizbeach, the part that's not burned is not connected, and if that part comes down, it stays down. Im alalo yerdu. That's the chiddush of ula. That there's a tziruf. There's a tziruf in the komets, even though it's not one physically connected item. If it was all considered a komets, it's all considered one. We alluded to this, if you remember, a month ago, when we spoke originally about the difference between the hakdasha of an animal and the hakdasha of flour. We spoke about an ar sameach then, and a briskarov, about why is it that once I makdash an animal, the animal has kedusha, period. If I makdash flour, no. Even after I put it into the kli, you gotta do something else. Why? So the ar sameach there says, quoted this line, I didn't know he was referring to this line. There's a difference, because animals is one big one item. So if I'm makdash an animal, it's kadosh. But flour, it's all different parts. It's mifras. And therefore, who says, how can you be makdash this? Where's the tziruf? That's why it requires the kli more than the animal does. One more line. Amar Ravachai. Ravachai says, Hilkach, therefore, if this is true, if what is true? If it is true that the komets is all considered one item, hi komets. Pigol, de palgim machis ara, u palgim aspiam aracha. Go one step further, says Rav Achoy. What if half the komets was brought up on the mizbeach and half the komets was left down? You didn't even bring up the whole komets. You know what you still learn? Umashla ba'or, once the or burns the part of the komet that's on top of the mizbeach, masikna le lekulei lecharchila. You could bring the other half up. It's not just all mechubar, once it's all up on the mizbeach, and then if it comes down, the other half can still go up even though it's not burned yet. But even if you only brought up half the komets to start with, the other half on the bottom of the mizbeach is still considered connected to it. It's one unit, and therefore once mashla bohena or on the half of komets on top of the mizbeach, the other half can be brought up lechadchila, even though it was never on top of the mizbeach. Right? That's the chiddush that Rav Achoy extends from the shita of ula. That's the chiddush. Okay? Period. Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ha-pigol v'ha-no-ser v'ha-tame. She-hel on-agave ha-mizbeach. So we're getting our feet wet into ninth parak topics here. But this is, we're getting at it from pigol, and then we'll get back to it in the ninth parak. So you have any of these problematic items. Pigol, no-ser, and tame that were brought up on top of the mizbeach. She-hel on-agave ha-mizbeach. Paka iser mehen. The iser's paka. Boom. No more iser.
Pig, obviously you can't do this l'chachila. Oh, the Kohen wants to eat this piece of meat. Oh, I'm going to bring it up to the Mizbeach so it's not pigle anymore. No, no. You can't do it l'chachila. If it happened to be that pigle, nos or tummy, went up on the Mizbeach, so there the Isser is paka. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean, paka Isser mehen? Fourth line of Rashi. Isser pigle l'kid amran. The Isser pigle, like we said, she'im yered yale. Right, that if it goes down, you can bring it back up. Right, that if you eat noser atami after it went up on the mizbeach, you're not chayiv. You medayik in Rashi. Why did Rashi give a different nafkamina for pigle versus noser and tame? He says it's no longer pigle, so if it comes down, you can bring it back up. It's no longer noser and tame that if you eat it, you're not chayiv kares. As if to say that for pigle purposes, if you eat it, you're still chayiv kares. It's just that if you brought it down, you can bring it back up. Why does Rashi do that? So the Bach isn't just changing girses. The Bach is giving a commentary. Look at the Bach right here at Os Aleph on the Rashi. Pirish, avale inyan ze lo paka isuro, shim achlo la'achash elu chaye. Says the Bach, but pigle, if you eat this piece, you're still chayef karis for pigle. Why, Varaya? What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that dam and kometz is not chayef pigle, mishim de'ihu gofei matir. Because it itself needs a matir. Typically, says the Bach, what do you mean? You know why there's no chai, is there a pigle by the komets? Because you're bringing it up on the mizbeach to burn, which you have to do in order to be makriv, yakriv matir mitzvaso. At that point, there's no more isser achila. Because already up went up on the mizbeach. It must be there is an isser achila by pigle. That's the assumption of the Mishnah, and that's why Rashi says specifically by pigle, the only nafkamina is im yered yale. Nafkamina, you cannot eat this. It still has an isser karis on it. So there's somewhere in the middle. The mizbeach is makadish it, but not totally. Unlike noser and tamei, the mizbeach is matar them totally. Okay, let's do a little more, and then we'll ask another question. Amar Rav Chisda, Mari Dechi, master of this statement, mizbeach mikvah tara. Is the mizbeach a mikvah? Why do we have a piece of tamei carbon? It goes up the mizbeach, it's tar. Is the mizbeach a mikvah? What are you talking about? So Amar Rav Zeira, shemashla b'na or, yeah. It's true. Once the fire takes over the carbon, so mashla b'na'ar, and then that is good enough. It is a mitaher. Even though we usually assume that once a food becomes tamei, it can no longer become tar, with one exception. There's only one food item that could become tar after it became tamei, and that is water. Water, if I'm mechaber the water to a mikvah, then the water could become tahar. But any other food, if I have a hamburger that became tamei, if I have anything, usually we assume, tamei is tamei. Ah, here's an exception to the rule. If you bring it up on the mizbeach, it does not become, there's no longer of an isser of tamei once it starts being burned on the mizbeach. We'll see if we have time, but if we don't have time, I'll just mention where it is. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the back of Chelek Aleph of the Tshuvas, he has 40 pages on Kadshim. Where Shilas, he wasn't just asked about, you know, Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, and Mishpacha. He was asked about Kabbanis. So he has Tshuvas there, all about Kachim. So if you look in Simon Chaf, he talks about, what was the question and answer here? What was the question? Oh, Mikvah Tara. Oh, no. It's already burned in the Mizbeach. What was the question? What was the answer? Rav Moshe talks about it there. If we don't have time, feel free to look there. But let's continue first. Matzah, Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna. Acher Momer, Rav Yitzchak asked Akasha on Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna as a kasha on the original statement of Rav Yitzchak that it's no longer pickle noser tamei if it's brought on the mizbeach. Why? Acherim omrim, acherim. What are we talking about here? We're going to have three different pshatim, but this is one of them quoted. The pasuk in Vayikra Zion says v'tumaso alav. I get kares if v'tumaso alav the tuma is upon him. It's unclear in the pasuk. Is that what's the alav? Is it the carbon or is it the person? Do you get kares if I eat a carbon when I'm tamei? Or if I'm tar and I eat a carbon that's tamei? That's unclear. So there are three limudim that teach me is only kares if I'm tamei and I eat the carbon that's tahar. If I am tar and I eat the carbon that's tamei, there's no kares. So there are three ways that we know that. Here's one of them. V'tumaso alav. The tumah is upon him. Mi shetumah parachas mimenu. So therefore, the pasuk is only talking about somebody who can have the tumah fly away from him. Meaning only somebody who can become tahar. Yatza basar shetumah parachas mimenu. Excluding basar, which is forever tamei. That's the limud that Acherim give. So now the Gemara asks, V'yem Isa, and if it's true that you can, when you bring the carbon on the mizbeach, it loses its tumah. Hari tumah parachas mimenu adeyar. that the basar also is shayach. It's also shayach to say that the basar could lose its tumah. So what's the whole limud of achirim? The whole limud of achirim is that, oh, you know, it's talking about the person being tameh and not the basar being tameh, because it has to be talking about a case where the basar could eventually leave. But according to you, Rav Yitzchak, the basar could also lose its tumah. So the Gemara answered, no. Amar Rava aide mikvah kamrinan. Achirim mean lose your tumah through a mikvah. Gemara says, midi mikvah ksiv. It doesn't say mikvah in the pasuk. Who cares if it's a mikvah or not? El amar of papa. Two answers. Number one, bibasar shlamim askinan, delochazi lahakrava. Number one, maybe Rav Yitzchak is limited. When Rav Yitzchak says that the tumah is lost when it goes on the mizbeach, it's only by basar of an ola or the emurim of other karbanos, which are chazi lahakrava. Only those items that are chazi lahakrava lose their tumah when they go up on the mizbeach. The pasuk here is talking about basar that's eaten. Psar shlamim, that is not chazi lahakrava. So therefore, our prophet says, Rav Yitzchak and Achim are talking about two different things. Answer one. Ravina Amar. Ravina gives a different answer. V'tumaso alav, misha tumah parachas mimenu kishuhu shalem. That's the diuk. Only somebody who could lose its tumah, who could lose his tumah as is. Present state. Yatza basar davarsh in tumah parachas kishu shalem elokshu chaser. Remember, that's what Rav Yitzchak said. It's only when it starts burning. So that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about something that could lose its tumah while it is complete. Period. The Mikdash David talks about, so what do we say here? That the tumah is lost when it goes up on the mizbeach? But don't we have a whole sugya about the tzitz being maratzeh on tumah? That the Kohen Gadol, where's the tzitz? The tzitz is maratza. We had that, I think, once or twice here. We had it in other places as well. So what do you mean tzitz is maratza? The second it goes in the mizbeach, it's not tummy anymore. What do you need the tzitz to be maratza for? Right, so the Mikdash David discusses that in Simen Vav, and he says, maybe the tzitz has to be maratza. It's all right, what we just said, it's only, the mizbeach is only matarit once it starts burning. But how are you allowed to burn it in the first place? When it's whole, before you start burning it. The tzitz is maratza for that. The tzitz is maratza for step one, and you're right, afterwards you don't need the tzitz to be maratza anymore. Okay, there's other answers, but we'll continue. Gufa, third line. V'tumaso alav. V'tumasa gufa gaza medaber. The pasuk says, V'tumaso alav. We assume that's talking about the person being tame. Ata omer v'tumasa guf. O enu ela v'tumas basar. Is that pasuk talking about the person being tame or the carbon being tame? Three pshatim. Four limudim. Nemar kan tumaso v'nemar lahalon tumaso. It says here tumaso and also says by going into the Beis HaMikdash when you're tame. Tumaso. So that's obviously talking about tumas aguf. So too here, it's talking about tumas aguf. Meaning, and this is what we hold. You're only chayav kares if I eat a carbon when I'm tame, and the carbon is tahar. But if the carbon is tame and I'm tahar, there's no kares. There's an isser, but there's no kares. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Ho v'ne'emru kachim v'lashin rabim. Kachim are called lashin rabim. V'ne'emra, like shlamim. What's the singular of a singular carbon shlamim? Carbon shlamim. There's no singular. So karbanos are called lashon rabim. V'nemra tuma b'lashon yachid. And in the pasuk tuma is lashon yachid. But tuma saguf akaz medaber. So you see that the tuma can't be referring to the karban, because the karban they're talking about is in lashon rabim. And the pasuk is talking about lashon yachid. Right, the first wide line of Rashi. D'chsiv v'tuma sam alav v'lo ksiv v'tuma sam alehem. So you see it's talking about the person and not the karban. Fine. Number two. Number three, Rabbi Omer. The Achal. Bitumas Agufa Kasimadaber. It says, the Achal. The next pasuk afterwards says, the Achal mi Rabsar Zevach Shlamim. So what is the next, how did the next pasuk teach me from the word Va'achal? So the Gemara will explain that soon. But first we'll finish. Achirim Amru. Vitumasu Allah. This is what we quoted before. Misha Tumma Yimporachas Mimenu. Yatza Basar Shein Tumma Porachas Mimenu. Fine. Period. Number three is very unclear though. What was number three? Rebbe said, the next pasuk says v'achal, and that proves but this pasuk is v'tumas aguf. So how do you know that? So Amar Mar. Rebbe Omer v'achal v'tumas aguf akaz medaber. My mashma. What is the next pasuk v'achal? How does that help me? So Amar Rava. Rava says, general statement. Kol kradalo pofarishle Rabbi Yisrael bar Avudimi. Any pasuk that Rabbi Yitzchak did not explain. V'chol masnisa tol mifrashala Rav Ze'iri. And any pasuk that Ze'iri did not, any brisa that Ze'iri did not explain, the Shita takes out the word Rav, because Ze'iri throughout Shas never has a Rav. It's just Ze'iri. Any brisa that Ze'iri did not explain, lo mifrashah, those are unexplained forever. So therefore, we need these two people to always explain the psukim and the brises for us. So let's go to the first one. This is how Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi explained what Rebbe meant. What does Rebbe mean that va'achal in the next pasuk teaches me that this pasuk is about tumas aguf? Ho elu pasuk alkaza b'lashon nekeva. The seeing b'lashon nekeva. V'lashon zachar be'emsa. And look in the next pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk. The pasuk starts off by talking about lashon nekeva. Nefesh kitiga b'chol tamei. Right? Nekeva. And then it says va'achal mipsar zerach shlamim. Zachar. V'nichrasa hanefesh. Nekeva. Nekeva, zachar, nekeva. So what do you see from there? But tumas aguf akasim adaber. The second pasuk is dvadai about tumas aguf. We're talking about somebody who walks, who eats while he is tumas aguf. Though it has different psukim, it has variations in terms of zachar and nekeva, yet that pasuk is tumas aguf. So to our pasuk, which has variations, we're allowed to say that it is about tumas aguf. Period. That is the pasuk that was hard to explain, that we needed Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi to explain. Masnisa, what about the brisa? The brisa that is very difficult to explain, we need Ze'iri to explain the brisa. So, we'll quote the brisa. We won't have time now to go into it. The brisa will be quoted, and we'll have to continue it tomorrow. Titani, what does the brisa say? Let's just read it, even though it will not be so understandable. Im namru kalos, lama namru chamuros. Vim namru chamuros, lama namru kalos. If it talks about the kalos regarding eating kachim, in a lenient way, we don't know what lenient mean here. Does it mean that you're not so tame? Does it mean that the carbon is not so tame? Right, so we don't know what it means. So we'll have to see tomorrow. But now let's just read it. If the Torah tells us about kalos already, why does it have to tell us about chamuros? If it says about chamuros, lama namar kalos. Im no mar kalos, velo chamuros. If I would have said kalos and not chamuros. You know what? Let's stop here because we'll have to read this again tomorrow anyway. So we'll stop here by the beginning of this brisa by Masnisa D'Tanya. And by Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur, we thank the sponsor, Mr. Charles Mizels, who sponsored the shiur, L'Zeichah Nishmas, his mother, Chana Bas Eliyahu, whose yard site is today.